You wanted to see me? Sure, I'll close the door. Oh, I like it here just fine. I'm getting along with everyone. Well, almost everyone. And I like the work we do. What is this about? Janice told you what? I mean, well, I do like to take pictures of myself when I'm feeling sexy. It's not like I'm stripping at my desk. I save the stripping for the bathroom breaks. I mean, I'm not breaking any rules. The employee handbook says nothing about not taking pictures at my desk or sexy pictures in the bathroom stall. And why should I care what makes Janice uncomfortable? Okay, what else did she say? Well, yes, I was late a couple of days last week, but that was because... No, I didn't call Janice a bitch. I told her that she was a lazy, lying cunt because she deliberately messed with one of my projects and then lied to my face about it. And she ate my cupcake. What? You're going to have to reprimand me for this? The bitch ate my cupcake. Oh, not about the cupcake, about the other things. You want to what? You're mumbling. I can't hear you. Suspend me? You don't have grounds to suspend me. Look, I do great work, and the clients love me. Let's be honest now. The only reason I'm even in here is because Janice somehow made you her bitch and wants you to get rid of me. Look, I don't know why you're getting so upset. It's not my fault you decided to be her bitch. Janice tells you to suspend me and you do just because she says so? I'm twice the employee she is. She's not even attractive. You're not even trying to fuck her. She's just your sister's girlfriend who your sister will give you hell for upsetting. What's that? Your sister's the only reason you hired her? Well then, sounds like you're everyone's bitch. You might as well be mine too. Oh, don't give me that. The formalities went out the window as soon as you tried to pull this nonsense. You? Reprimand me? Because that cunt Janice told you so? I don't think so. And you know what? I was just going to ignore it. I didn't even say anything when I caught you staring at my cleavage when I wore that corset for the Halloween party. And I know how much corsets accentuate my curves, but damn, you were practically drooling. I didn't say anything to you when you got that hard on, watching me bend over on my knees to crawl up under my desk to grab my pen. Or even when I caught you in your office with your pants unzipped and my pictures on your computer screen. No, shut up. I know how much you want me, how hard your cock gets for me, how much you wish you could fuck me. And you know what? I was just going to let it all slide. I was going to let you have your little fantasies, but now I'm going to make you my bitch. You don't mind me making some room on your desk for me to sit down, do you? Shut up. I'm going to do it anyways. Now there's plenty of room for me on this desk of yours. Don't look away. Look at me. Look at how hiked up and short my skirt is. Look at my thick thighs and my nice long legs. Look at my tits practically popping out of this button-up shirt. You know what? If you're a good bitch, I might even let you suck on them. Oh, you'd like that, wouldn't you? Don't lie to me. Your cock is telling me a very different story. I can see how hard you are through your pants. Speaking of, let's take these off of you. Yes, right now. I am very aware of the other people in the office. Just don't scream, and we'll be fine. Am I going to hurt you? Maybe just a little bit. You have to be punished, remember? Such a lovely belt. I'll be taking this. Very nice. Look at that cock all nice and hard for me. It's okay. I'm getting wet too, just thinking about all the things I'm going to do to you. I might just soak through my panties. See? Look how soaked my panties are up under the skirt. Oh, your cock really liked that. Look at it twitch for me. See, if you were a good boy, I might let you give this wet pussy a taste. But no, you had to pull some shit like this, and now I have to punish you. I have to make you understand that you're my bitch now, and no one else's. Now let's get this tie off of you. Well, I need something to tie your hands behind your back with now, don't I? Stand up.
Turn around and put your hands behind your back. That's a good bitch. Now move over in front of the desk and get on your knees. Yes, right there on the floor. I am very aware that now the first thing that anyone would see if they came into your office would be you, cock exposed, sitting on your knees. And here, we don't want you screaming and causing a fuss, so let's take these wet panties of mine and gag you with them. What? I just needed a little reassurance, just in case you decided to go crawling back to Janice. I'm sure your employees would love to see this picture. No? Well, now you have another reason to be my obedient little whore. Ooh. You like being called a little whore, don't you? Just look at that cock twitch. Well now, little whore, it's time for your punishment. What to do with you? What to do? You're lucky we aren't here alone. Otherwise, I'd bend you over and spank your ass with this ruler. But the smacks against your ass would be too loud and draw too much attention. Your face and your cock are telling two different stories. Don't even try to deny it. Your cock knows how you really feel. You're on your knees, staring up at me, standing in front of you, with your hands tied behind your back, and your mouth gagged with my wet panties. And look at you. Your cock is throbbing. We haven't even gotten to the fun part yet. Speaking of, your cock is enjoying all of this way too much. First order of business is to cage that bad boy up. And look, we have a ruler right here. Let me just get on my knees in front of you. Now be still so I can measure your cock for a cage. I really can't get an accurate measurement with your cock moving around like this. You really are a little pervert. I can't believe I'm talking about putting your cock in a cage, and you're still so hard. Ugh, here. I'm just gonna have to hold your cock steady with my hand. Wow, it feels even harder than it looks. And that's saying something, because your cock looks pretty damn hard right now. Anyways, let's see how big or small you are. And don't think I don't notice how you're staring at my tits falling out of my shirt while I'm bent over like this with my hands on your cock. I bet you'd give anything for me just to give you a couple of strokes right now. Or maybe even just take you in my mouth. Well, that's not happening. Not when you've been such a naughty boy. Well, now that we've gotten you measured, I'm going to order you a cage. Stay there. I'm just going to sit at your desk and use your computer to find a nice cage for that cock of yours. Let's see. Wow. First thing on the screen is pictures of me. You're such a fucking perv. Ooh. Yes, I think this one will do nicely. Where's your wallet? Probably in your pants pocket. What, you thought I was going to pay for this? No, silly boy. You're my bitch now, in every way. Your wallet, your cock, your whole body, everything. You belong to me. And it's not like you don't have money. And rush shipping. And done. Oh, I'm gonna have so much fun with you. You might even have some fun too if you're a good whore for me. Now, who is this interrupting our special time together? Hello, this is Missy. Oh, he's a bit tied up at the moment. His 3 o'clock is here? Okay, have them wait in the conference room. He'll be out shortly. Yes, thank you. Well, it looks like our special time together has been cut short. We'll resume this later. Let's get you untied. Perfect. And I'll let you hold on to those panties of mine. I'm starting the weekend early, so I'll see you Monday, little whore.